Amen. How many of you, there would be times that you come with excitement. You know that there's merong stirring. By stir, parang may hinahalo, ano? That it's the work of the Spirit in your heart and mind when God would do that stirring in our hearts. Amen. To expect for greater things from God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you are ready to receive the Word of God today, and if you're able, please all rise up and turn our Bibles to the book of Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, we're going to start with verse 5. Luke chapter 1, we're going to start with verse 5. Thank you, Lord. Luke 1. Let me know if you're there. Luke 1. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife, Elizabeth, was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were upright in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. But they had no children because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well along in years. Meaning to say they're old, advanced in years. Verse 8, once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot according to the custom of the priesthood to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, verse 13, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard." Hallelujah. "Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink." And look at this. "And he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth." Wow. "Many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God. And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous." Look at this. "To make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man, and my wife is well along in years." The angel answered, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not be able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days, he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your words, this account that has been preserved for us. And we remember that your word is timeless and timely, Lord God. We thank you that your words, they are life to all of us, God. And as we open up our hearts to your word, we thank you for the work of your Holy Spirit in all of us. Your Spirit will grant us understanding, that as you speak to us, grant us the grace to obey. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Glory to God. We have entitled this study, The God of Preparation. You know, a very common question people ask is, during this time of the year, are you ready for the holidays? You know, tapos na po ang Thanksgiving, nakaraos na po ang Thanksgiving. And so, you know, what did people do to prepare for Thanksgiving? No, a lot of people prepared, they made travel plans. How many of you saw that on the news? My goodness, it's like thousands of people on the road, they flew, and they made travel plans to visit families during Thanksgiving. And there's always the busyness for those, marami bang mga cook dito, mga, ilan ang mga chef dito? How many of you bake turkey? Turkey. Sa Pinoy ho, ano, hindi uso turkey, no? May ginalang mo sa bahay namin, ang brother ko, he's the cook. Amen. He loves to cook. So thank God for that. Kaday kung ako lang, siguro, el pollo loco na lang tayo. And so, you would see a lot of people preparing for Thanksgiving. It's like, you know, the preparation. I have an office mate, and she said, oh my goodness, I went to Costco. And she said, and that was in preparation for Thanksgiving. The line was so long, and it took me just like more than an hour just to get a parking spot. And then getting inside, ang daming tao. Costco, lagi naman maraming tao sa Costco, no? But during these holidays, it's a struggle, it's a challenge for those of you who are members of Costco. But, you know, we talk about this because, you know, the busyness in preparing for holidays like Thanksgiving. And then right after Thanksgiving, ano ho, ang sale. There we go, Sister Cherry, Black Friday. Why is it Black Friday? Kasi most department stores would like na they would end up black as far as profits, no? I mean, and so many people brave the malls. How many of you did that? Any one of you nagpumila? Wala. Good for you. But there were so many people who camped out just to get a good deal. Huh? Praise the Lord, just to get a good deal. And so what? In preparation naman for Christmas, ano? Because, you know, on the news, they would interview a lot of people who brave the malls. We bought it for the gifts to be given for Christmas time. But in all of that, why did we start with that? Because we prepare for so many things like that, but it's not bad in itself. But we're going to see, itong binasa po nating story in Luke chapter 1, it's a story now we revisit that shows that God Himself is a God of preparation. Can I say that again? Ng ating Panginoon, He also prepares for events. But what we're going to see is, what are these events that God prepared for? It's events na, you know, some people would say, oh, after all that hassle, naku, tapos nakalipas na yung Pasko and all that Thanksgiving, and then parang, you know, just ate, and then it just went by. But one thing about God, when He prepares for something, an event, in this story, in this part of the Bible, we see that it's an event na a lot of people have been waiting for. If people in our times now they're so willing to stand in line and camp out because they're waiting for that good deal or get the most recent Apple or get a brand new TV. No? Can you imagine? Ano, 52-inch, magkano lang? 55-inch. Mali pala yung inch ko. 55-inch, less than 1,000, di ba? So, for some people, $250? Or $200 to $300 worth for a 55-inch TV. But look at this. When the Bible tells us that for us, people of God, there's a call for us to set our minds on things above, not just on things here on earth. God is not telling us na He's not mindful, hindi ho siya concerned about our needs. If it's time to replace an old TV and you have it and you're blessed, praise God for that. But what we're saying here is, God would want us, sabi niya, do not labor for the food that perishes, but labor for the food that brings eternal life. dapat po nakafocus tayo to things that would have eternal value. Ang TV ho, kotse that can depreciate. A brand new car, the moment that leaves the parking lot, depreciated na yung value niyan. If you saw that, ang sticker price is $35,000, the moment it leaves that, hindi na $35,000 worth. And so God is telling us, we kailangan ho tayo nakafocus on the things that have eternal value. Amen? So here in this story, we would see, what did the Lord do to prepare for an event much awaited by people, and that is the coming of the Messiah. Ano ba yung Messiah? What does that mean? Jesus is the Messiah. The much awaited event that was foretold, ibig sabihin, one nature of the Word of God is prophetic in nature. Ano yung ibig sabihin ng prophetic in nature? Sinulat, as inspired by the Spirit of God, this thing is going to happen at this time. And then, pag sinabing prophetic kasi, nasabi hundreds and thousands of years ago, pero it happened at a designated and appointed time. The birth of our Lord Jesus was foretold, as inspired by, you know, the prophets that's found in the book of Isaiah. But we're not going to go there anymore. But Isaiah 9, it tells about that unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Who is that son? The Son of God, and that's Jesus. You know how why it's important for us as Christians? Ang word na Christian, ang pangalan natin as a Christian, nandun ang pangalan Christ. Christ. Can I say this? Lagi kong pinapaalala sa inyong lahat ito, ha? When you are writing a Christmas card, wag po yung Merry tapos Xmas. Never, never do that as a Christian, please. Kilabutan ho tayo. Can I say that? Kahit na ganong you're so in a rush, don't take out the name of Christ. Put Christ. Don't take out Christ in the Christmas. And that's why it's important for us always to go back to this accounts in the Bible to remind us of the significance of what Christmas is all about. Amen? We can get busy with all the preparations. There's nothing wrong. Meron tayong tradition. Sa Philippines, ano ba yung mga tradition sa Philippines noon? Natatandaan nyo pa? May mga Noche Buena? Ano pa? Simbang Gabi. Anong habol sa Simbang Gabi? Uy, naku, yung Poto Bongbong. Naiko. Diba, no? Magandang kasi it's part of our family tradition, yung mga parol. You know, I remember that as a young girl, you know. Ang mga bahay noon, maraming parol, star, na may ilaw sa loob, di ba? And it talks about the light. Because Jesus came as a light to us. We were in darkness because of sin, but Jesus came as light to us para ma-save tayo from our sins. Now, let's go back to the picture that the Word of God is telling us that when God is a God of preparation. Ano bang ginagawa niya po? What does He do? What does it for God Himself to get involved in preparing for an important event? The time involved was not just for a couple of days. Limbawa, for those of you who prepared for Thanksgiving, probably you prepared it within a week or so. But when God prepared for this event, it was a long time coming. Because with God, He's never with microwave fixes. God is who is in control of time. No matter how long it takes, no matter how long it takes, but when God does the preparation, we see the result of it. We hear of a powerful testimony like in testimony of Sister Nancy and Brother Nelson as far as waiting upon God. You know, when we would say 30 years, that's a long time. When you and I would look at the Bible, the Old Testament, from Genesis to Malachi, that's the Old Testament. Malachi may gap ho before we turn to the New Testament, which is the book of Matthew. There was 400 years that passed. 400 years that passed, and Bible scholars, they call it the silent years. Seemingly na parang God was silent all throughout that time. No vision, walang prophet, oh, hear ye, the Lord says nothing. But that does not mean that God was not doing anything. He was behind the scene preparing for that event. Now, when you and I would look at Matthew, put a mark, put a look, because we're going back there. I just want us to see the book of Matthew, chapter 1. Matthew, chapter 1. Ano napansin nyo sa chapter 1? Look at your Bibles. What do you notice in Matthew, chapter 1? Genealogy? Ang meaning lang po ng genealogy, it's family line. Hindi ba sa Tagalog, yung sino ba yung mga, yung sasabihin, kanununuan? Yung descendants. Di ba ngayon, meron silang ino-offer na you could trace kung saan tayo nagmula. You have to pay. Yung DNA, di ba? DNA Ancestry. Ancestry.com. Because they want to find out kung sino, saan sila nagmula. Yung family line. Now, here in Matthew 1, we would see ang daming names, ano? From verses 2 all the way up to verse 17, we see names. Sabi na iba, but what was that for? Right? Have you read that portion? Nabasa niyo po ba yan? Oh, hindi. Yeah. It doesn't interest you kasi ano ba yung names na yan? Ano bang mapapala ko dyan? No? Merong importance yan. That's right, Sister Janet. There's meaning to it. Kaya, when you would look at dito sa Bible ko, it says, the birth and preparation of Jesus. I love the word preparation. So meaning to say, yung genealogy na yan, that family line tells us that what was said hundreds and thousands of years ago ay nagkatotoo. Because if you and I would look at and read the Old Testament, there was a portion that says that Jesus would come from ang descendant niya si Abraham. It started with Abraham and then kay David. And so meaning to say, nangyari po ba? Yes. If you and I would look at it, so nakita natin verse 2, si Abraham was the father of Isaac and Isaac was the father of Jacob. Down the line, napansin niyo po yan, Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Then down the line, nakita natin si Boaz, 5, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David. Kasi sabi po sa Old Testament that Jesus will come from the line of King David. Do you follow? So makita nyo, all throughout that line, may mga names. And so we see that what was said by God, He fulfilled. May another importance po yan, ha? Meron pang another importance. So, one lesson there is when God says something, He will do it. Okay. Now, when you and I would look at the names of all these people, all these ancestors, they have different personalities, different backgrounds, different reputation. Before I say something po, you know, a lot of people, they would say that this is how my family is. And then, minsan, when something happens that, let's say, an ancestor did, or kaya ginawa ng mga great-great-grandparents that hindi, in Tagalog, they are, in Tagalog tapos English, sasabihin ko, in Tagalog, kinakahiya. Parang, I don't want them to know na relative ko mga yan eh. Right? Diba minsan ganun, ano? It's like, if only I could just erase that. Because here, we see that there were certain names found sa genealogy of our Lord Jesus, like yung si Tamar and Rahab. Do you know that if you would look at their stories, they were prostitutes. They were prostitutes. But look at the grace of God. Jesus was not ashamed to say, I came from that descent. You follow? And it tells us that in all of this, that when God is at work, whether it's a history or at work in your life and mine, God is not limited by human failures or sins. Even when something happened in our family line that we are not proud about, or merong reputation that we are not proud about, the grace of God is more than enough to cover that failure or sin. Do you follow? That's a picture of the grace of God. So God is not limited with our failures and our sins. He works through ordinary people. He has chosen ordinary people. And so alam niyo ba na right now, God is telling us that He can use us. He can use anyone among us. Because, alam niyo, God has this desire to use us all. Amen. But He's just looking for willing and available people. Right. Hallelujah. And so, praise the Lord. And so, makita po natin yan. So, 1 Corinthians, let's look at that in 1 Corinthians. Chapter 1, verse 26. Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. Katabi niya ho, 2 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We're going to start with verse 26. So, minsan sabihin, oh wow, look at this. This is the word of God, right? 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Look at verse 26. Brothers, think of what you were when you were cold. How many of us believe that we are called by God?
Yeah.
I guess not everyone is convinced. There we go. There we go. We're on the same page. Okay. Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. I know my life before I came to know Christ. Hallelujah. I thank God for His grace.
Amen.
Not many of us were wise by human standards. Not many were influential, not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things. Wow. The lowly and the despised and the things that are not to nullify the things that are. For what reason? So that no one may boast before Him. It is because of God that you and I are in Christ Jesus. It's not because of what we have done. Not because of what we have done. That because of God the Father of His mercy and grace that you and I, that we are now in Christ Jesus, who has become for us what? Wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boast in the Lord. So meaning to say, kung meron man tayong ipagmamalaki, ang ipagmamalaki natin is that we are in the Lord.
Amen.
That Christ is in us. Hindi po yung yaman, hindi yung good looks, hindi yung educational attainment. I'm not saying that those things are bad by itself. I would say that again. But alam niyo ba na all of this, not just in our every Sunday when we are reminded by the Word of God, it's God who gives us the ability to obtain wealth. Alam niyo ba na yung lakas at yung talino? Kanino galing yan? Kay Lord. The open door? Kay Lord. Lahat yan. Galing kay Lord. Kaya hindi yung natin sabihin, Daddy, tama po, humility. We humble ourselves before God because God is the source of all these things. Amen. Praise. Parents, if your children are doing well in school, praise God for that. But teach your children to know that wisdom came from God.
That's right.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sige po, balik tayo. So now, from that, we see that God wants to use you and me today. Makita ho natin sa Luke chapter 1. Balik ko tayo sa Luke. Kasi some of you who are in your 70s or 80s, sasabihin, hindi na lang sa mga kabataan na lang. Dito na lang ako, okay ako. No. Luke 1 will tell us the story of Zechariah. And it tells us, we've read the account already, ano sabi sa Bible? He was what? Advancing years. Matanda na po siya eh. Pati yung asawa niya si Elizabeth. Okay? Now, in his life story, we learn that, hear us, we need to hear what the Word of God is telling us. In this life story ni Zechariah, we learn that God can do great things through anyone. Whether you're an old person, a young person, or you're in your middle age, He's only looking for those who are willing and available, obedient. Now, when we were reading that story, in verse 6 tells us that both Zechariah and the wife Elizabeth, they were what? Upright in the sight of God. When the Bible tells, describes someone who's upright in God's sight, what does that mean? It means that their obedience was from the heart. Their coming to church was not out of ritualistic. Na, oh, tayo, and then things are done, pang outward appearance, but the heart is far from God. Lip service, kasi who knows our hearts? God does. God does. And so, praise God. And so, before the eyes of God, sabi ni Lord, this man and kanyang wife, they are upright in my sight. Di ba napakagandang, that's a wonderful thing for God to say about us. Na ang ating pong paglapit sa Panginoon is with all humility and in from the heart. And it tells us that they observe all the Lord's commandment and sabi, blamelessly and regularly. What was amazing about them was, hear this, they were both old, and of course as a married couple, they wanted something and they wanted a child, but they were deprived of that. And of course, we know that because of their faith in God, we know that they have probably asked God about, Lord, bless us with a child. And we see na it did not happen, and they were already very, very old. Old na, tapos barren pa si Elizabeth, the wife. Now, what was amazing was when we look at the story in verse 8, look at that, in verse 8 and 9. I want, why was it that this detail, tayo pag nagbabasa tayo ng Bible, let's look at why this, bakit yung detalyang yun eh sinama ni Lord. Okay, now look, let's look at. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot according to the custom of the priesthood to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. Let's pause. It tells us that Zechariah was part of the priestly division. Do you know that you and I, as Christians now, we are part of the royal priesthood? Okay, now let's go back to Zechariah. During that time, there were about 20,000 priests. And when they go to the temple, napakadami, di ba? To minister all at the same time. Now, what they did was, those 20,000 priests were divided into groups. About 1,000 each for each group. Now, what they would do, dahil sa sobrang dami because of the great number of priests, they would cast lots. They would cast lots to decide who would enter the holy place, the sacred room. Do you follow? Yeah. Sa dami ho niyan, nagkakast lang ng lots. So, the likelihood of one person to serve is very small. Probably once in a lifetime opportunity, or probably never would happen at all. Do you follow? Bakit ito sinabi ni Lord ito? Why did the Holy Spirit give us this all these details? Because that day, the lot fell on Zechariah. And we see that it was not an accident. It was not by chance. Di ba? Sasabihin, oh, coincidence lang. That's right. Swerte mo, ikaw ang napili. No. We see that God was involved. God was involved that Zechariah, that lot fell on him. I want us to pause here for a while. When you and I would come to church, at times, minsan yung dullness ng routine, when katulad niya, because the angel appeared to Zechariah and the angel had an important message for him. Ano yung message ni Gabriel? He said that your prayer has been answered. How many of us, katulad ni Zechariah, we come to church Sunday after Sunday and we make known to the Lord our requests and we're just waiting for that to be fulfilled, to be answered. And minsan, habang nag-iintay tayo, and that's a natural tendency for anyone among us, that while we are waiting, we can get like parang, ugh, sige, punta na lang tayo sa church. But then, nawawala, minsan nagpa-fade yung expectancy. And that happened to Zechariah today, that time. And so, the Lord is reminding all of us that when the angel appeared to Zechariah and the message was, said, do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. And God is telling all of us that if God answered Zechariah's prayer, do you believe, do you and I believe that God hears our prayers? Huwag po tayong don't quit. Do not give up. We can pray continually. That's right, because our God is a God of hope. We choose to believe that God is at work, no matter what, no matter what. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. And so, this account tells us that God himself was guiding the events. We have to know that we have a God who watches over us. We have a God who watches over your children, who watches over your grandchildren. We have a God who is concerned about the details of our lives. He's not just a God who's far off. But when God made, ang importance po ng the coming of our Lord Jesus, as found in Hebrews chapter, let's look at that, in Hebrews 4. Why do we have to remember this? Because there's an important doctrine from the Bible that you and I need to really, really know. Hebrews 4, verse 14. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, ano yung pagka-describe sa Bible? The Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. Let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. Verse 15, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So what does the Bible tell us? What does it teach us? That Jesus who became flesh and dwelt among us, nagkatawang tao si Jesus. That's an important doctrine. Jesus was both human and both divine. Son of God, pero nagkatawang tao. For what purpose? Dahil, when you and I would look at the genealogy again sa Matthew, nung binanggit si Joseph, hindi ho sinabi dun sa... Can you look at that? Sige po, because we're connecting the dots here. Matthew 1, balik ko kayo sa Matthew 1, 16. Sige po, Matthew 1, 16. And it says, and Jacob, the father of... Sige. Mukhang nagkadikit huli yung pahina. The father of Joseph, comma, anong description? The husband of Mary. Hindi sinabing the father of Jesus. Why? Because it was through the Holy Spirit that Mary got pregnant. Hindi ho si Joseph. Joseph is not the father of Jesus. It's God. Do you follow this? Kasi, for what purpose ho yan? Why? How important is the virgin birth to us Christians? Kasi, kailangan ho, Jesus was the Lamb of God, has to be free from sin. Tayo, when we were born, sinners. Kasi, ang naging agent, mga magulang natin who are also sinners. Do you follow? But Jesus, because there's a mission to be accomplished through His life, that He has to come through this earth, grow up and die on the cross a lamb without spot. Ano ho siya? Walang sin at all. Do you follow? No, yes, sinless. Amen. And so that's the whole purpose of the virgin birth. Si Mary ho lang became a like a vessel para dalhin po si Jesus, sa womb for Jesus to be born. Isn't that wonderful? And so, when you and I would look at all these details, we see that may mahirap po ba kay God? Wala. If that was the plan of salvation, if God can bring about those things, so, ano ba hong napakahirap sa Panginoon? Wala eh. Sabi sa Bible, there's nothing that is too difficult for God. Now, when you and I would go back sa story, balik ko tayo kay Luke. And so, when the angel appeared to Zechariah, what was the message? Let's look at that. Luke 1. He says that your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in whose sight? The sight of the Lord. And then, sabi dyan, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth. Oh, that tells me something. Now, even our children, young as they are, whether toddler lang yan, 1 year old, 2 years old, they can be filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. Kung si John the Baptist, he was filled even from birth. That's right. And so that's why we see the power of the Holy Spirit coming upon the lives of people. And now look at this. What was the purpose of John the Baptist sa kanyang life? Look at this. In verse 17, 16, many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God. Isn't that wonderful? And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to do what? To make ready a people prepared. I want you to take note of that. To make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, makita ho natin dito that when God created John the Baptist, he had a specific role, purpose. Do you believe that God has a purpose in your life? Tulungan niyo akong i-share yan sa katabi niyo. God has a specific purpose and will for your life. Sige po. Sige po. Brother Ben, may kinakausap ka ng kapitbahay mo. Mr. Awi, God has a specific purpose in your life. Amen. Even for your children, your son and your grandchildren. We have to believe that. We have to believe that. Means what happens is at times some children, they veer away from... we were once like that, di ba po? We were outside the will of God. But the Lord used people para ma-share sa atin ang gospel of our Lord Jesus. And now we became a new creation in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so... here, John will be God's instrument, sabi dyan, to turn the hearts of people to God. You know, when the Bible talks about turning of the hearts, do you know that that's actually a heart transplant? A change of heart. A change of heart. You know, in the natural, we would hear some stories wherein when some people would have really a heart transplant. Tatanggalin yung old heart and then maglalagay ng bago. Or let's say some arteries might be clogged and, you know, with the precision and skill of a heart surgeon would do all of those things to bring about parang yung heart na yun mag-pump uli, ano, right? Because the heart gives life. Nandyan ho yung nagflow and blood and all that. But what we're saying here is when God says that there's a need for people to turn their hearts back to God, kailangan po ng change of heart. Because there's so many things na probably in your heart and mind, that will take away God's place. So many things, marami pong bagay. And so, the heart of the message is, God is preparing people for Him. In verse 18, we saw what was Zechariah's reaction when the the angel said his message that your wife Elizabeth will bear a son. His reaction was what in verse 18? How can I be sure of this? Most of the times, you and I would say, you know what, you need to give me a proof muna, di ba? We are so, masyado tayo pong, to see is to believe, masyado tayong controlled by our natural senses. We want proof, but faith is not based on, kaya yung kinanta ho natin, ano yung sabi doon sa message ng song? Open my eyes that I may see the unseen. Palitan niyo yung ano doon, ano? Things that I see, unseen dapat. Faith causes us to see the unseen. God is a spirit. Hindi po natin nakikita with our physical eyes. But when God moves, we see some activity that we would say, it's only God who did that. It's only God. Whether it be a healing, whether it be yung transformation of someone who was bound by sin and was delivered by God through His Holy Spirit and say, wow, ang laki ng pinagbago niya. Wow, what happened? And we know that it's a change of heart. Alam niyo ang word na repentance? Repentance is just a change of heart. Change of heart. Once we were going that direction, but we made a 180-degree turn. And now, our back is against sin, but now we're facing God. A change of heart. A change of heart. And this is what people need. Tayo ba, even in our life as a Christian, do we need a change of heart too at times?
Yeah.
Oh yes, that's right. Because we are being changed by the Lord day by day and moment by moment. Hallelujah. And so here he doubted. And so are there times wherein we go through doubts po in our walk with God? Yes, we all do. We all do. But God is never intimidated with our, we would say, Lord, how long? Lord, how will that happen, God? You said, your word says this, pero God, when I look at my situation, God, mukhang mahirap mangyari ah. Right? Katulad yung sa situation ni Zechariah and Elizabeth, both of them were old. Both of them were old. Kaya, ang first question niya is, how can I be sure of this, that this would happen? But praise the Lord, we know that He acted on that, and Elizabeth got pregnant. And so even when there will be moments that we doubt whether God would really fulfill His promises, let's ask the grace of God. Let's ask for the power of His Holy Spirit. Lord, help me. I'm struggling with what I'm going through right now. God, that's right. Deliver me from my unbelief. That's right. Lord, help me. My faith is so small. But Jesus, You are the author and builder of my faith, God. And how does our faith, paano daw nabibuild up ang faith? The Word. Every time you and I spend time reading the Word of God. When I was preparing this, I was reminded that God, there was a portion here in the commentary that spoke to me. It says, physical limitations do not limit God. I highlighted it because there will be times where, God, how long? When, kung dadaanin sa what my body feels, it's like I am focusing on what my body is telling me. But every Sunday, pag natapos po ang the service, I'm amazed. And I would say, God, it's only because of You. By the grace of God. It's something that a lot of people might not really fully understand yet because our faith, ang ating faith, it goes through the process of growth. When it's hard for us to trust God, whether it be a sickness, whether it be financial limitations, whether it be brokenness in family, now it's so hard to bring about reconciliation in something that is broken. But we choose to believe that God has the power to bring healing not just to physical bodies, but God is able to bring healing even to relationships. We have to believe that. We have to believe that God is more than able. He is more than able. And so, with Zechariah and Elizabeth, Lord, we're old. My wife is barren, but when God says she will bear a son, and we know that it happened. In verse 24, we see here, After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. What we see here is that when God promises something, God delivers. And he delivers on time.
Hallelujah.
Let me say that again.
Hallelujah.
When God promises something, he sees to it that that would happen, because we would always say this, one thing that God cannot do, and that is to lie. We have his name found in the book of Revelation. It's in capital F and T, faithful and true. That's the name of Jesus. He's faithful and he's true. He's true to his promises. He's true to his word. So when God says something, promise like God hears the cry of the righteous, God hears the prayer of the righteous, we believe it. God, I know. I don't know the how. I don't know the when. But God, I know that you will do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as we close, there's another event yet to be fulfilled. The birth of our Lord Jesus, it happened. Precisely what was foretold, even the place. Kaya, when you and I would look at, you know, the Bible is a historical account, meaning to say, hindi ho ito fairy tale. Aren't you glad that Genesis did not start with once upon a time? Pero alam natin that we will live happily ever after. Amen ba yan? Pero hindi once upon a time that it's a fable, because we know that this is true. And pag chinek ho natin ang history, I know some of you might not be, ayaw nyo ng history, boring. Pero when you and I would read Daniel and some accounts here in the Bible, and we tie it up with history, and we would see lahat ng sinabi ni Lord happened. And there are things yet to be fulfilled. Yet to be fulfilled. When you and I would be taught and be reminded of the coming of our Lord Jesus. So, the question now is, what are we doing to prepare ourselves? What are we doing to prepare for that event? Because we are talking about, kasi, when eternity is hanging in the balance, that's why Jesus said in his word, today is the day of salvation. When there is an opportunity given to any one of us to make things right before God, we do it. Wag natin patagalin. We should not procrastinate, because the truth of the matter is, we are not guaranteed of our tomorrows. Kaya this day, this moment, we cherish it. We thank God, Lord, that I can come into your presence, God, and God, you know where I'm at right now spiritually, and I thank you for your grace. Still at work in my life, God. There's so many things, Lord, that you need to change in my life. God, I'm not perfect. And we say that to God as if God doesn't know he does. But there's something about us coming to him, humbling ourselves to God. There's so much to learn about you. And we realize that at times, there's so many things that can happen in your life and mine that would distract us in our spiritual journey, in our walk with God. But I'm here to tell you that our God is faithful. Our God is faithful. What might be difficult for us, God is more than able to perform. Many things can happen in our lives that would test our faith. But what was amazing in the life of Zechariah was, even when they already reached that past-bearing age, he did not stop serving God. Amazing. Amazing. And the word of God says that he continued to be upright in the sight of God. Meaning to say, Lord, I will still come to church because I would like to worship you. Even when some of our prayers are not answered, we still come to church because we give thanks to God, for the Lord is good.
Amen.
That's enough. We give thanks to God for his mercy and grace that binigyan niya tayo ng salvation. Is that something that we deserve? We don't deserve it, but he gave us grace. Yung being able to have that moment, and we know in our hearts that we are reconciled with God, then we have the peace of God. We are at peace with God, and we experience the peace of God, from God. What are your challenges today? Are you still waiting for a miracle? I believe most of us would say yes to that question. God has not forgotten you. God, we were reminded that God is a God who hears and answers prayers. He answers it in His ways and in His time. Amen. And so we choose to believe that the words of God will come true at their proper time. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's begin to thank God. In your own words po, magpasalamat po tayo kay Lord. There's so many things that you and I should be thankful for to God. The gift of life, in sa Tagalog, habang may buhay, may pag-asa, because the hope comes from God. God has not forgotten His promises, because our God is a promise keeper. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you today, because you're our faithful and true God. We thank you for the story of a man named Zechariah, God, who remained faithful to you and was found upright in your sight. We realize that, Lord, there were challenges in his life and that he waited for an answer, the answer to his prayer, and it took years, God. But, Lord, we thank you, God, for reminding us that the way you answered Zechariah's prayer, that you're here to answer the prayer requests of your people, God. We thank you that through the work of your Spirit, O God, you give us an understanding of who you are, of how you work, your methods, your timing, in the way you would work in history and even in our personal lives, God. We thank you, Father God, that, Lord, because of your grace, that when we go through times of doubts and challenges, that, Lord, some among your people need a heavy dose of encouragement and comfort, that, God, you come to the rescue, that when we call on your name, you comfort us and strengthen us through your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, for the so many lessons that you have shown us, O God, in this short story that we learned today. That, God, you're the God of preparation. That when you do something, God, it always has eternal value. We thank you, Father God, that, Lord, for showing to us that, Lord, the importance of sending your Son to be our Savior. And that, Lord, O God, you fulfilled that promise, Lord God. And we know that there's another important event, and that is the second coming of our Lord Jesus to come as judge to all. We thank you for this day, this time you've given us to come into your presence. We come and enter your throne of grace, not because of anything that we have done, but because of the righteousness of Christ. We thank you, Father God, for the blood of Jesus that gives us that boldness and confidence to come before your presence today. We thank you, Father God, for your continuous work through your Holy Spirit in the hearts of all. We thank you that, Lord, that your Spirit, Lord, can, what your Spirit can do, even in the lives of our children, young as they are. The way that, Lord, you created John the Baptist for a purpose, we know that you have a purpose in the lives of our children, even for the oldest person in this congregation. We thank you, God, that we can look up to you because you are the God who guides us in every aspect of our lives, God. Our prayer is that, Lord, may we be found doing your will until the last day, God. We ask, Lord God, for the power of your Spirit to come upon us all. Help us to remain faithful to you. Help us to remain faithful to your calling in our lives. We ask that, God, that there are so many distractions around us. We pray that, Lord, may we be found ready as you are preparing us for his second coming. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let's come to the Lord in prayer. Let's say to the Lord, Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am, in need of your mercy and grace. Thank you for Jesus, for sending him to us to be my Savior. Thank you that there's hope for me, that because of the blood that he has shed on that cross, I'm a new creation in Christ. I offer my life to you today. The way you used John the Baptist, use me, Lord. Fill me with your Spirit, with the power of God and the love of God. Help me to be ready for the second coming of my Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And use me to win others for Christ. In Jesus' name. Let's all rise up and let's just worship God. Sister Louisa, hallelujah. You know, the portion of that song, it says, I see the King of Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The beautiful, powerful song that talks about the glory of God, of His love and mercy. Thank you, Lord. Let's worship Him together, because God is worthy. Jesus is worthy of our praise. Thank you for this time you've given us. What we sang, we declare it by faith, O God, that through the work of your Spirit, we're seeing a revival, God. That, Lord, through the work of your Spirit, you're steering our hearts to seek you, Lord God. And we thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God, that because you're the Spirit of grace and the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Himself, that you are with us. Thank the Lord for that. Say that to the Lord. Lord, I thank you that you are with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Lord, with the message that you have shown us in your word, help us to continue to believe in you, in what your word promises, oh God. That no matter if it takes long for us to wait upon you, God, we thank you that there is your matching grace and comfort upon your people today. To know that, God, you are with us and that you are more than able to fulfill your promises from your word, God. I pray that, Lord, you would stretch forth your hand to bless your people today in every aspect of our lives, in spirit, soul, and body, God. We know that, God, how much we need you every day and every moment of our lives, God. Hallelujah. Salamat, Panginoon, that you are with us. Our hope is in you alone. And the blessed hope that we have in you, that you're coming back for us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We give you the highest praise, oh God. And Father God, as we wait for the coming of our Lord Jesus, may you find us faithful doing the work you have entrusted to us, doing your will. In Jesus' name, we thank you for blessing us today, oh God, with your presence. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. God bless you all. Praise the Lord.